Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. This evening, I would like to explain about concentration. And so just some people might be already listening about the talk, but some are very new and very important for us, for the meditators. Some now we have done 10 days for a retreat at Brahma Vihari. So you know how's your progress, So anyway, and some people have had good progress, you might get close to jhana. Some people are still struggling and trying so hard. So I feel very appreciative for your effort. So anyway, I'm trying to explain about what is the concentration. And then here, mostly we emphasize about concentration practice. When concentration practice is very important for the vipassana, so. And also the first day of Dhamma talk, we already explained on the Noble Eightfold Path to be enlightened. And the concentration also very important of one of the reason. It's because in this Noble Eightfold Path, samadhi, right concentration is one of the characteristics. So without concentration, we cannot be fully enlightened. So this is why this is the definition of Noble Eightfold Path. Right concentration, right samadhi is very important for us to understand. So you can't let go simply. If you let go about simply, if you don't want to try about concentration practice, and so you really don't want to follow about the way of Buddha teaching, and you want to let go about definition, you want to destroy about definition of the Buddha teaching, the Noble Eightfold Path. And concentration practice, we can, many people, depends on their parameter. Many people think that concentration for the jhana is very difficult to practice. How, for your practice, I cannot guarantee for your practice in the previous lifetime. And also for you, also very difficult to check yourself. When you had deep concentration, only you can check what is your practice in the past. Then one day, you might have insight knowledge, and you know how to look at a nama rupa. And then secondly, you had to look at it to the past. Then only you really can check that, what is your practice? If you haven't been practicing with anapanasati in the previous lifetime, for that people in these few days, you might get easily nimitta, you can enter jhana very quickly. That is not because of my teaching, because of your parami, So don't confuse that, okay? Also, some people might have very, very difficult about concentration. Also, not because of my teaching, because of your parami too. So don't get upset and don't complain with me and you any others. Just complain on yourself, okay? Why I cannot concentrate? Because of previous lifetime, I'm very lazy. I don't want to try my meditation. I don't want to practice. So you just think about your insight, your okay. You just contemplate about yourself, okay, and your previous brain about your previous life. If now you stay lazy on the practice, where effect to next life, okay, we're getting worse again. So now you know it's difficult to get concentration. What you need to do more now? You have to put more effort. You have to try to practice until, okay, I will try until I get a first jhana or fourth jhana. If I can get this, next life may be much more easier. Not next life. In this lifetime, you can be enlightened. Okay? That's a good present for the present and the future too. Both benefit by the present. Pleasant time is very important. And then the main also important thing is you need to know the method how to practice. Systematically, how to pay attention on the object. So for us, we just trying to explain our best to explain, okay, your mind, you need to be mindful on the object of the breath. You need to know where is your breath, the breath come from where. We already explained, okay? Everyone know that the breath is come from where? The breath comes from where? From the nostril. Don't forget about your nose. Because you forget about your nose, there is a problem. You cannot feel the breath. As soon as you are always awareness on your nostril and your nose, you will feel the breath. It's very easy. Because why I can tell you that you, as soon as you can feel by your nose, you can feel the breath. We have to breathe all the time. You cannot stop our breathing. Understand? We have to breathe in because our mind don't have on the breath. There is a problem. The mind don't want to look at the breath. The mind don't want to know on the breath. Don't want to know about the object of the breath. There is the reason cannot get concentration. It is true? Why our mind cannot stay with the breath? Because our mind has something. You know, our mind take it object or another object, not with the breath. So this object is more obvious than the breath in your mind. It is true? Because of that reason, the mind want to fall to Bhavanga. Sleepy is nice than contemplation of the breath. Okay, so fall to sleep all the time. Sitting and sleeping and sleep. Because of that reason, cannot get concentration. When you are sleepy for half an hour, one sitting, you meditate 40 minutes, 50 minutes, sleeping. So how you can get concentration? Okay, there is one reason. Another reason, the mind think about, now you are very free, no need to do anything, okay? So think about previous time, what happened to you, all childhood story, until now you can breathe. All the things are very easy to feel, no one chat with you. You just sit down and think about what I have done in the previously until now. Not yet stop. For the future, some more thinking. After retreat, what I should go, what I should do. The minds here, the minds go back home, okay? Going back to Sydney, going back to Malaysia, going back to Taiwan, that is the reason. The mind is not with the brain. The mind like to go, which is more obvious in your heart, not in your brain, no? In your heart. That image will be clearer than the breath. This, you will take this image sincerely. There is a problem for you not to get concentration. It is true? Yes. But this case, what we need, how we have to control, how we can control our mind, we need to use our wisdom. Without wisdom, you can't have your kind of unwholesome thought. We can tell that unwholesome thought mostly related with greed, anger, delusion. The kind of wandering thought is more than wholesome thought. So destroy your concentration. So we need our wisdom to control that pulling out from that mud of unwholesome thought. Wisdom is, oh, that is not suitable for me to think about that. I should not follow that desire. I should not follow with the kind of thinking and wandering thought. That is dangerous for my practice. It is true? Yeah, it is very dangerous for your practice. If Buddha teach us, and in one of the Dhamma talk, Vidaka Sutta talk, for your concentration practice, you should not accept any other object, even good thought or good image. You know, sometimes you meditate, even Buddha image appear also, we cannot concentrate on that. Sometimes you meditate, you have desire to ordain renunciation also, we cannot accept. Have to let go of all the thought. It is good intention, good idea. Also, we have to let go. Bad and wholesome thought is worse. You have to be very distant. Wholesome or unwholesome, not related with the breath, we have to move off. We have to let go. Then you have to use wisdom to control. Then there is no good wasting my time, my energy. 1 hour you sit and think, then what happened to you? I'm just running after sitting, nothing happened for your concentration, no progress for your concentration. Only losing your mind from energy because 1 hour thinking after that, you feel tired or happy? After wandering thought. Very relaxing. Because what you want to think, you can think peacefully, so you feel relaxed. Okay? On the breath, have to push the breath to be clear, you feel very tired. Huh? So it is. You can see that it is no good for your mind. Don't fall in the wandering thought. Use our wisdom. This is no good, let go. This is good to think about the breath. Don't feel happy on the breath. Also try to be happy. Then slowly will be okay. This is using wisdom to control our mind to the wholesome, to the object of the Dhamma. have to do this way, then only you will be successful. If you never control this way, the whole life you practice also, you cannot get concentration. That is the reason, okay? The wisdom is that we need to know the true thing. When you really understand it is true, it is you have wisdom, you know that it is true thing, I shall follow it. If you don't have wisdom, you don't know that it is right or wrong. And you will follow it to the wrong idea and the wrong way. If you have really wisdom, then you can differentiate it is good thing to do, good thing for things to concentrate for me. It is, you can differentiate by the wisdom. So this is, we also need to know what is right and wrong. If we don't know what is right and wrong, you know, the wisdom cannot grow up. Then after knowing about right and wrong, then using the wisdom to control your mind, pulling back with mindfulness. The mindfulness is very important for your practice. You know that for the right concentration, wisdom will support you to know the anapana object, in-breath and out-breath is this object, knowing by the wisdom. So how we control our mind for that object, use our mindfulness to pulling back to the object, pulling back to the object. Oh, my direction should not go to the unwholesome thought. It is not right for me to think. And the wisdom and the mindfulness connecting and coming back, pull back to the breath. This is the right effort. I need to put right effort on my object of the breath. This is the right thing for me to stay with that. And it's just pull your mind using your mindfulness stream to pull back. Slowly, slowly you will be used to it. If you never pull this way, you can't concentrate on the breath too. And the mind is the one to be with breath too. Because the mind is the one to stay on the breath, you can't get any concentration. Concentration is must be the mind with the object for a long time. Stay comfortably, happily, at least 20 to 30 minutes. Must be with the breath, with the object. Then only your mind starts to feel comfortable with the breath, happy with the breath, and the mind is bright and light, and then softness of your mind and your breath, very quickly you will see the nimitta. Some people could see very easily, and then some people stay not yet. If not yet get nimitta, what we need to do? Put more effort. Why people can see? Why I cannot see? Maybe not enough. My effort is not enough for the practice. My mindfulness is not enough for the practice. Parami is okay. You can come here and you can practice a very, very good parami with you. We can tell that. Only we need to put more effort and need to be more mindful on the object. Then we'll be 99% can be successful in this group because you are too lazy on the object or the practice. That's the reason you can't get concentration. Parami, I can guarantee, very good. Okay? After 20 or 30 minutes of concentration, mostly people could see about the light. No? And we can see about the color. The beginning, we can see that three types of name. It is the color is we call it the sign of concentration. The colors have been by three levels, three steps. Sorry. The first step, many people see about blue color or yellow, orange color will start to happen in front of your face or beside. You will see that sometimes either left side or right side, doesn't matter. You might start to feel bright light is coming to your in front of your face. And then whatever any color has happened, you should not worry. It should not open your eyes. As soon as the first time you have experienced, many people like to open their eyes. They just want to worry that this light must be from the window or from the outside. And then also you might confuse that I don't think so, I get this from my concentration. If you had the kind of doubt, and also you go and open your eyes, as soon as you go and open your eyes, your concentration will drop. So the nimitta, the light can be disappear very quickly. So as soon as you see by any color, doesn't matter, just let it be what happened, what color, doesn't matter, just keep it with the breath. Stay need awareness on the breath continuously. Don't forget about the main object. Then slowly, slowly, the yellow, orange color turn to the white color. Okay, so the white color also you still need to awareness on the breath continuously. Then your concentration becomes deeper and deeper. The nimitta, white nimitta become brighter and brighter. The nimitta, white and bright, also you still need awareness on the breath. Don't forget about the breath. So many people, the nimitta turn to the white and bright, they think that it's okay, the final nimitta, they were doing absorption. Because they do absorption very quick, what happened? The nimitta immediately can be disappear. Another thing is the nimitta can be spread to the everywhere, every direction. That is no good for our absorption. Because of you doing absorption too quick on the nimitta. When the nimitta is white and bright, you need to be careful. Some people, we told them that, okay, the final nimitta must be very clear, clear diamond or crystal. That is the final nimitta. So people know about what they want to do. They were thinking that when my nimitta will come into a crystal, when the nimitta will come into a crystal, I want to get more crystal, crystal. So you think about crystal, crystal. It cannot be happen, okay? They cannot think this way, cannot hope any change from the nimitta. This change on the nimitta is by the concentration. Automatically will happen. As soon as your concentration is deep, automatically will appear, create. We can't control it. Sometimes the nimitta is in front of the head, in other words, not in front of the nostril, on the head. You will see that in front anyway. When you get impatient, you know, you want to get in. We told the nimitta must be in front of the nostril. What you did? What you will do it? Come down the nimitta. Many people are like, the nimitta must be here, here. Please come down, huh? The nimitta never come down. Because of that worry, you want to do that, there is concentration drop. Very soon the nimitta will disappear, you know? Cannot do that. This nimitta is because of your perception, if how you following the breath. Your mind is following in breath, so the mind's intention is to go in with the breath. So you may feel the feeling and sensation and perception is clear in the in, on top of the head. Sometimes you obviously want to follow in the out breath. Following, unconsciously following, your perception will make you that white is on the below part of the nose or the face. So that intention make your nimitta will follow it. So sometimes nimitta is stopped there, and nimitta is sometimes stopped on below. Doesn't matter, you should not worry, you should not go and bring to be here. Just your duty is just awareness in front of the nostril, awareness in and out breath, in and out breath. And after for a while, the nimitta will automatic clearer and clearer, come and mix with the breath or come and stop in front of the nostril. So you don't bring anyway, you know, anyway where you feel that. Our duty just give with the breath and slowly will happen. When the nimitta is white and bright, the nature of concentration, your breath can be very subtle too. And this is automatically will happen. When the breath is subtle, and then you also one thing is your nimitta also not yet clear. So you want to make it to be clear, right? So what you will do it, you worry. And the breath is certain, and you can don't have and cannot get deep concentration. So you want to make effort on the breath. You want to put a lot of effort on the breath, so you will breathe so deeply and so quickly that it's not good for your concentration. So when you feel about the subtle breath, just maintain by your mind on that subtle breath continuously. Don't go and make it to be very clear on the breath. Just relax and stay in need awareness continuously, slowly, slowly. And then your mind can be subtle and the mind start to get calm and peaceful. That calmness of the mind will help you to get deep concentration. Because of calmness of your mind, just now the white transparent light will slowly turn into a clear glass or crystal. There is the branch for the concentration for the third state. Many people had that problem. When they see for the bright light, they want to get crystal, what they will put it, they will put more effort on the bread. They want to make the breath to be very clear, then the mind start to get agitated. And the heart palpitation very quick, and the breath movement become very quick also. That may be not so good for our concentration because of the mind not so peaceful. So as soon as you relax and slowly breathe on the subtle breath, and trying to relax it, because of that calmness of your mind, very quickly the light clearer and transparent and turn into the clear glass or crystal will happen, and automatically will come and start in front of the nostril. Then only we see the third state or nimitta where we stable in front of the nostril. We have to wait at least 10 to 15 minutes must be stopped in front of the nostril. Then only we can tell that the nimitta is start to get stable. Then we will start to concentrate, slowly pay attention on that nimitta and then can do for the absorption. If nimitta is not qualified, I don't want to encourage you to do absorption. So for the jhana, it's quite difficult in here. But slowly, after you are successful, you will never drop again. If you never practice for a long time, short time, you can be dropped. After a few days, you can be enter again until you die. Never lose your nimitta because you have tried and to clear your nimitta. If your nimitta is not clear, how much you do absorption, after 1 or 2 months, you never practice again, then drop again. You have to start all the way. That is difficult. When your nimitta is start to stable, the time our mind is, you will feel that the mind is very calm and very peaceful, and also very light. Because of lightness of your mind, the body also, you will feel the floating and very comfortable. And slowly, slowly, you don't feel the body. You don't feel any pain in your body. Very light and very happy. The joint happiness will support for your concentration. And it's not to be floating, and you just let it be. Don't worry about the body. Trying to let go of the body. Any sensation, don't fall into any on the sensation. The mind just keep it with the nimitta. Absorption means the beginning, many people understand that, okay, our mind must focus inside the nimitta. So what you do there, instead of doing absorption, then the mind going inside the nimitta also disappears. Don't know where is the nimitta. The mind is going inside the space. It's also not true. The nimitta cannot be disappeared. Is one reason. And also another type of misunderstanding is when they concentrate on the nimitta, because of you pay attention on the body sensation too at the same time, because a nice feeling, comfortable, your mind like to be with the sensation. So because of your mind on the body, so the experience you're doing absorption, the nimitta connected with the body, because of your mind pay attention on the body. So the nimitta spread to the whole body. The light cover to the whole body, there is also not right for you to do an absorption. That is not right. Many people think, oh, after covering the light in the body, you feel, oh, my body is very comfortable, very peaceful. They think that it is jhana. It is also not for the anapana jhana, okay? So we have to be very careful about that. And then you feel body sensation, trying to be let go. The mind need to absorb on the nimitta. The beginning, just overlook. The mind just stick on the nimitta. Don't go penetrate. Don't go inside the nimitta. Just surface on the surface. Stick on that. Then slowly, slowly, you have a little bit absorbed and going in. That's okay. Just awareness on the nimitta. And then we call it 1 hour you can stay on with that nimitta. And then we can call this 1 hour absorption. And also you need to check yourself. Even in the first jhana, you cannot get any wandering thought. Some people told that, okay, I enter first, second jhana for 2 hours. If you still have a lot of wandering thought, we cannot tell that it's qualified jhana. You already dropped from the jhana. So when you're doing determination for 1 hour absorption, within 1 hour, we cannot get any wandering thought. That is very important for the jhana practice. Then you have to be mindful on that you cannot get any fine hindrance in that jhana absorption time. Only you feel the mind is knowing object of the nimitta, only the nimitta in the mind, nothing else. 1% of the mind is on the object of the nimitta. And also when you're knowing on the nimitta time, you might feel the feeling from your heart base, joy, happiness will happen. The feeling will come in contact with your object or the nimitta. So you might feel lightly and happily staying with the nimitta. This we call absorption without interrupting or any wandering thought. When you concentrate on the nimitta, some people have a misunderstanding. They told me, oh, 1 hour I only stay with the nimitta, knowing nimitta and wasting time. Maybe I thought this way. It's not really true. This is wholesome mind. You contemplate on the breath or contemplation on the nimitta. The nimitta is the object of anapana also. So you, as soon as you stay with knowing on the object and contemplating on the nimitta, 1 hour, not only 1 minute, you're doing absorption on the object. Within 1 minute, you cannot count how many mind or thought process happen to you. Then all one thought process also you create good karma. Or bad karma can be great. So 1 minute you're doing absorption, you have million of the wholesome thought and create wholesome karma too. So don't think that wasting time to think about anapana object or the nimitta. 1 hour you're doing absorption, billion of the many mind or thought process is wholesome. So all the wholesome mind with you, that will support for your future karma and also for your future practice. And also absorption time, you might feel that the jhanas feta will be arising from your habits. You might feel the feeling, and we call it applying thought. And applying thought is knowing on the object. Before you doing absorption, you know that there is anapana object, anapana nimitta. The kind of knowings, the first knowing before you do absorption, already we have vitaka, applying thought. No? The second one is sustained thought. The mind is knowing on the object again, that we call the mind or thought process, following mind continuously happen for 1 hour. Just following mind, knowing on the object, we call sustained thought. We have a support you to get mind fully into the object, not to distance from the object. The sustained thought is not strong, then the main object or the vitaka also can be dropped. When we can take drop means you don't know about the object or the nimitta anymore. That's drop from the vitaka, drop from jhana because of vichara, sustained thought is not so strong, and the vitaka, applying thought also destroying. Then jhana can be dropped. Because the applying thought and sustained thought is stronger, then a lot of viti, sukha will arise to on the object. If the vitaka, vichara is not strong enough on the object, the piti cannot be arise. There is a connecting, jhana's fetta, we call it. So when you're doing absorption, immediately you don't feel happiness. That's, you should not worry. Slowly will happen by focusing on the object. Stay with there 10 minutes, 20 minutes continuously. No happy, doesn't matter. Just your duty is just keep awareness on the object. Then slowly you'll be very happy in your habits. You will feel about the feeling of happiness. And joy, happiness will happen, and the minds don't want to move to the any object. Only knowing of the object or the nimitta only, the mind stick on the one point. This we call 149 of the mind. If you have wandering thought or any other object coming, we cannot call that there is 149 mind on the object. It's a loose from the jhana. So we can define jhana sveta is in the absorption time you might feel slowly, sometimes you might feel a few together, sometimes happen together, or fight together, sometimes obviously one, doesn't matter what happened, any feeling happened, you should not worry, and should not go and contemplate, oh, this pity, I still need to know another four, this already dropped from the jhana, okay? Many people have mistake. Oh, I'm doing absorption, you know the five jhanas factor in the first jhana. So you are trying to look at what is the five jhanas factor. You know, because of theoretically, what is the five jhanas feta? But now you feel a piti. But I don't feel vitaka. Where is my vitaka? That's already dropped from the jhana. You can't do anything. You can't change your mind to the any other object except nimitta, knowing on the nimitta. So 1 hour absorption time, just awareness on nimitta. The feeling arises, let it be. That feeling will come in contact with your object or the nimitta. Let it be, knowing. Piti, okay, piti also let it be with nimitta. Happiness, okay, let it be with the nimitta. All connect. One partner, you know, oh, my mind is only no. Just know it with the nimitta. Then only your jhana is getting stronger. No need to contemplate anything. Okay? So for me, I just want to encourage to the meditators to make it clear about first jhana. The first jhana is very important. The basis foundation must be very clear. And it must be very stable. And the foundation is not stable, you climb up after the drop again, like an earthquake. So in Japan, you can see all the buildings are very stable. Even the strong earthquake happen also can stand because they make it, the foundation is very clear, very, very strong. So the foundation is no good. A little bit of earthquake come, all will drop, collapse. No? It's the reason. Many people drop again, jhanas. Why? Because of nimitta not clear, this is one reason. Another thing, when they did absorption at the time, the jhana is not so clear. Their absorption quality is not powerful. Then after 4 months, they jump to the second, third, fourth quickly. Then after 4 months, drop again, and they cannot see the nimitta anymore. There is a reason. Difficult, but trying to be patient to stay until very clear about first jhana. For this reason, some people during absorption time, they might have wandering thoughts, and so you know that our jhana is not yet qualified. So I told them, trying to practice again, another 2 days, 3 days, until you get no wandering thought in the jhana. Then only you're really qualified by your jhana for basis clear. When they satisfy by the absorption, no wandering thought, really happy on the absorption, then only we start to encourage the meditator to check in the heart base and bhavanga. Trying to check bhavanga after you need to do absorption, first 1 hour, 2 hours. After absorption, imagine after absorption, immediately our mind trying to check for your heart base. Now you can't see your heart. Very difficult, but just imagine where is your heart. You cannot refer the area of your heart and the heart base area, and trying to think that nimitta is here. After absorption, your mind trying to contemplate by your heart base. So you will feel a reflection like a mirror. The nimitta shine to mirror. You will see that the nimitta image on the nimitta in the mirror very clearly. Reflect again, you know. So the nimitta and the heart base is connecting the feeling or connecting, you will feel it. This is how we contemplate. Why we have to check in the heart base? Because we want to contemplate, we want to know that where is the mind happen. The mind is always based on the heart base, you know. So then you can see for the nimitta, after that you see about 1 second only, you just look at the heart base. After that the mind turn to come back to the nimitta again. Why we encourage you to do it quickly? If not, you go and look at the heart base, where is your heart base? You can't see, you go and focus too much, easily get heart pain in the heart base. You get sharp pain will happen in your heart base. That's the reason we told them not to stay a long time. As soon as you see, you feel for the heart base area, the nimitta shine on that area. You will feel for the connecting. Your nimitta is reflected in the heart base, in the bhavanga. Then after you feel for bright light in your heart base, quickly come back to the nostril again and concentrate on the nimitta again. After you see for the bright light, we encourage the meditator to practice again the next sitting 1 hour or 2 hours on the absorption, on the nimitta, absorption and the nimitta. So emerge from the nimitta absorption. So we start to check in your heart base area where you see the bright light is reflecting there. So we just contemplate what vitaka, applying thought, the meaning of vitaka. You know that there is knowing of the anapana nimitta. So trying to understand the understanding and contemplating on you. Okay, this just now I have knowing that nimitta absorption on the nimitta. This knowing of the nimitta is vitaka. You can contemplate again in your heart base, reflecting. No? And then vichara, the meaning of vichara, sustained thought. Just now, 1 hour absorption time, not only the first knowing, we knowing continuously following mind, 1 hour absorption time. Knowing, this nimitta, nimitta, this is sustained thought. I got feeling just now, absorption time, I already feel it. Now stay, you could feel, you know, now you can feel because of the, after jhana, imagine on the jhana, stay, you had the feeling about absorption. Continuously happen. So what does mind when contemplate again, just know what you have done in the absorption time. Just reflect again on the for the absorption. So trying to doing piti, now you also feel that for the also absorption time you already feel the piti and the sukha and one partner of the mind. So one continues to finish check again in the heart base, knowing what is the vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha again. 5 jhana sweta. And you can feel the 5 jhana sweta at the moment. Then only you can decide it. Just now, absorption for 1 hour or 2 hours is the first jhana. If you cannot find the 5 jhana sweta, if you cannot check the 5 jhana sweta, you can't decide just now as the first jhana or second jhana. So we need to check the jhana sweta in a heart base. After successful the first jhana, we need to do the 5 mastery. And you satisfy the 5 mastery, only we start to explain. We encourage you to practice the 2nd jhana, 3rd jhana, 4th jhana. And then it depends on the student. Some people easily can get first to the 4th jhana. So when you have experienced the second for the second time, I will not explain to you, I will not ask you to check again about 5 jhanas better, because they know how to check about their jhanas better. I already know. So different people have different condition and different interview time, you know. So you all need to understand. Some people might become a listen interview. So the person already passed beginning, they already practiced until 3rd jhana, 4th jhana. So revision, sometimes they have to come back again for the 2nd time. So what are people, I will not ask them to check again about jhana sweta, because they already know, they have been practicing many times already with first, second jhana, how to check 5 jhana sweta. That's the reason I thought, okay, trying to go 2nd jhana. So someone, some meditator listen to that person, Okay, and Sally never asked the meditator to check jhanas factor, confusion and misunderstanding. Did you want to come? You think I'm upset or? I will be very happy, no need to talk too much, okay? My intention of being at this center, pure intention, I want people to get sotapan, the first day. Who can get parami? I want them to train anti-arahant. That is only the one my intention. Because of that, I built this center for long retreat. 10 days retreat is not enough for sotapan. That is because of that, I put a lot of effort, not for competition. My intention is pure. Okay, I will go ahead. What do you understand or not doesn't matter for me. And also the name is not so important for me. Not for name or spread on the Dhamma, because my duty, I really want to do for the Buddhism, want to spread the Dhamma. This is main intention. So as soon as I know my intention, I don't mind what people criticize or tell me. The true thing will one day happen. At least they what know and I know, that's all. I don't mind others what they know, you know. They was can reach people's mind, you know. Meditator, who can reach my mind? You all can read or not? Can you read my mind or not? If you don't know, better careful, no? Don't go and gossip, right? You don't know what in my practice also. If you go and gossip, very dangerous for you, you know. My intention, I can tell 100% pure intention. So I don't mind what people think, so, okay? Please be careful about your speech and your thought, your mind, okay? Be careful. If not, very dangerous for you, very dangerous. Buddha also teach something in different ways to the student. Different student had different practice, different parami. He know how to taking care of the student mind. He know how to teach to the student for the deep practice. So you cannot go and criticize. He teach this way, why he teach another way, this is not complete. You cannot tell this. Sometimes for the person, vipassana is suitable, he direct teach for vipassana, he didn't explain about concentration. Some people need concentration, he will explain about concentration. So different people have different level of parami. So you cannot go and criticize. The most important thing is your practice need to be clear first. When your practice is clear, you can criticize to anyone, that's okay. If your practice is not yet clear, you go and criticize people. That criticizing is from your mind, your speech, to be action too. So very dangerous. As soon as like, you don't know how deep people practice. If you go and criticize but enlightened people, it will be very dangerous for you. Just remind on it. I just remind to all of you to be careful on it. I'm not telling what level of our practice. I don't want you to get any bad karma also. But because of the main thing and my intention of teaching on the Dhamma is not related with name or money or anything. It's trying to be quiet and I want to support only. So this is my pure intention. If you are the kind of impure minds, you know, I will be disappointed to teach to the students slowly, slowly. I want to be distant. Sometimes I fear that I want to close this center. I will pay back all the money. $1 million doesn't matter. I want to pay back. I just want to be quiet. I will stay alone and a few people. That's all. Sometimes I'm thinking about that. I was thinking about that, you know, because I'm disappointed with students sometimes. They don't know how to appreciate that. But I also repeat that, oh, not only because of this a few people. Some are really sincerely want to learn the Dhamma. They have pure heart, pure parami. Oh, I should not think that. Okay, carry on this way. You know, sometimes very difficult to associate with many people. Okay, so this is my intention. I just want to explain to all of you. I really encourage, this is my intention. And these 3 months, my intention, I really want you to, who can be attend sotapan, I will be very happy to support, you know. If who cannot attend also doesn't matter. But still your duty need to put more effort on the practice. Then only I will be very happy. Because I don't like to bring anyone, I don't like to criticize to anyone. My intention is just want to share the Dhamma only. Only the retreat you can see me also. Without retreat, nowadays I have decided don't want to see many people, don't want to waste without Dhamma on my time. I just want to practice for myself retreat also. But I still who love for the practice, I really want to support. This is my intention. Because of that reason, I encourage all of you to be mindful on the practice and trying to put more effort on the practice. Don't waste your time and don't talk too much. And talking is very dangerous for your practice. Sometimes I could see, although I'm not seeing outside the gate, I could see a few people are talking outside the gate, you know, and inside the compound, inside the room. Inside the room is very dangerous too. Three people in one room. 2% thought, 1% want to meditate. How you feel it? When you don't care what people are feeling because you like to talk. You only will think what you want to do it. You only will concentrate by what you want to do, what you want to do it. You never think of how it affects people. Someone want to lie down, even though although she is lying down, she might have intention to practice continuous meditation because of your speech and your talk, you make it a noise, disturb for other practice. Very dangerous for you. Dangerous karma also. Concentration practice is not easy. You know that after you practicing about 10 days, how difficult to control our mind. If you stay never taking care of your mind, never control, say the one to following desire, to doing rubbish thing, talking, you know, the thought about unwholesome thing, you know, not related with meditation. Not related with meditation, not related with the breath, all on rubbish. Can tell that, okay? Just throw away to the rubbish bin. Huh? Don't go and clean on that. If you go and clean on that, there will be dust where it appear in your mind. It's just no good for your concentration. You have to clean it up by your mindfulness. If your mindfulness is all the time, you need to awareness on the object of the breath. Even one step you walk on the way, think about the breath. One thing, whatever you eat, everything, or every drinks, you still need to think about the breath. That's only we can call that you are really mindfully practiced on the meditation. You never think on the breath, this is no good, eh? Always think about that. This is very dangerous, and we can tell that you are distant from the object. No? And also, I would like to apologize to all of you about duty. You may have heavy duty at home, no need to do anything. Come for the meditation retreat, have to do so much. And a heavy duty, and I really apologize for that. I really need your help, okay? I also cannot do alone, clean and everything. Because of that reason, we just trying our best to arrange the duty, and so I apologize for that. If you are not happy, you can tell us, give the name you don't want to do. Okay, we were trying to arrange during the other. Okay. I don't know, you all wash toilet or not? Have you washed your toilet? This I know the answer. Please wash your toilet, okay? Last year, after retreat, I go and check many toilets were yellow color. You know? So don't do that. We need to respect on the donator. And then there's people work very hard, you know. They can offer the kuti, it's really not easy, very generous. We are very, very appreciate what they have done. So we need to respect. Before you sleep, you just contemplate a centimeter to the donator of the kutis, you know. And also before you take breakfast and lunch, trying to look at the whiteboard, you know, who is donator. I don't think so you will check. Have you checked or not? Okay, good. Just look at it, who is donated for today. Just trying to send metta and sharing merit for them. That's only you are really done from your duty, for your duty. Yeah? If you just eat, never contemplate about the food. You need to contemplate also. When I take this food, not for enjoy, not for the strong or the body, just for the practice of the Dhamma, you know that you have the list. You just contemplate. Then slowly, after contemplation, you don't feel the food is this food is good or not. Okay, you feel that it is for energy for the practice. Okay, and for the cook also very difficult. No? And sometimes he cook salty. Many people get high blood pressure, and so we had to reduce the salt. And if you want to put Ajinomoto, anyway, Ajinomoto is no good, don't use Ajinomoto. And you want to put oil, don't use oil is no good for the body. So cannot put oil, cannot put Ajinomoto, cannot put the salt, you know. So the taste might be veggie, okay? Only the veggie taste, nothing else. So don't hope for too delicious, okay? We try our best to support for your healthy body, okay? It's sometimes not balanced. We need to be trying to be balanced, either beans or tofu with the veggie. So every day, you don't like tofu and beans, also trying to eat to be balanced. Only you only take veggie, also get a lot of wind, you know? So try not happy and no good, also trying to eat. Don't go and complain in the kitchen. Huh? When I explain to you that you might think that not related with meditation, Sally come and told us, you might feel that very important for your meditation. You need to be happy with the food. You need to be happy with your room. You need to be happy with your roommate. You need to be happy with meditation sitting. Then only you will get concentration. The basis when all you are not happy, how much you sick also cannot get concentration. Sit down and think about this person and look good. This food is no good. All the thought will come in is disturbed for your concentration. It is true? Yeah, yeah. So all trying to be good, 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 good. You think no good also good. Okay? Then will be okay slowly. Many people, sometimes people come and tell me, I have diarrhea, diarrhea. Some people tell, I have constipation, constipation. Whoa, I don't know how to cook. So you need to adjust yourself, okay? You have constipation, you eat more veggie, okay? You choose more. If you have diarrhea, don't eat beans, eat more veggie. You need to balance yourself, okay? I can't do for you much, no? Wai Chun here when I was lucky, you know. Last week when many people had diarrhea, and when Wai Chun there, I felt relaxing. Go and see Wai Chun, go and see Wai Chun. Now he want to go back and start to get worried. This time they got diarrhea. So because of that, I had to go for the medical class and listen to what is taught. Emergency, you know how to taking care of yourself. That's feel better for me, you know. Okay, please try to be happy and try to think here is your home. Okay, trying to relax. I don't want to give you any pressure on this retreat. Just relax and trying to be happy with the practice. You can walk in this compound everywhere you can go, except going to the village, okay? Around here, you can go anywhere, you can relax, think like your home. Wherever you want to sit, you can sit, as long as you not talk to each other. Then slowly you will be improved by your meditation. Don't be so stressful, don't be so tight in your heart. Take it relaxedly and practice quietly. Okay, I think we should stop the talk. Yeah, you be well and happy. Sahadu. Sahadu. Sahadu.